Yeah.
Right?
Call the West Hawkins Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen. Huh? Do you wait on me?
Do I turn around? What are you doing?
Chaney. Maurer, here. Howell.
Here.
Fortune.
Yes.
Fisher.
Here.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Anybody heard anything from Councilman Chaney?
Remember he said last week he's on vacation?
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to excuse him for vacation.
Motion to excuse Councilman Chaney for being on vacation.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yeah, I guess.
Fisher.
Yeah.
Maurer, yes. Howell.
Yeah.
Fortune.
Yes.
Okay, you've all previously provided with a copy of the minutes from the August 14, 2023 regular meeting. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve August 14th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Maurer, yes. Howell.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fisher.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Okay, on the agenda, we have an executive session to discuss contracts listed at the front after consulting with the solicitor. We're going to hold that until the end. It may be a bit of a lengthy discussion. Under correspondence, received a from the Community Outreach Program a survey on gas lines. And we also received notice in the United States bankruptcy court for the Southern District of Ohio Eastern Division regarding Volunteer Energy Services and their bankruptcy. Bill, I can give you a copy of that if you have any concerns with that.
So, Amy had mentioned to you earlier, I took a look at it because she's out, unfortunately, I couldn't get questions answered. I didn't know if there was any other information that she had about it. Basically, when you look at this, it gives you a time either essentially opt into the settlement or notify them that you are going to be pursuing your own case. So it's just really a question of, does this matter to the village?
All right, well, we can discuss that then. Okay, we have no citizens' comments that I'm aware of. And we'll start with department reports. There's nothing from fire. Fiscal officer is on vacation this week. There is one resolution that will be addressed, and Tammy's going to address it in her report. Please, Chris.
Evening. Just want to let council know that the MOU was reviewed with the school. And for the 23-24 school year, the school is going to be paying an annual $52,809, which 9 monthly payments of $5,867.67 for the SRO for this school calendar. The school is also going to pay Officer Hernandez's $425 tuition for leadership to Shopton. The school actually nominated the leadership, so they took care of the tuition. Mm-hmm. But I need council's blessing that the school has been talking about, they're wanting Officer Hernandez an hour overtime Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after school. And that's going to be additional with this burden rate, time and a half and burden rate is $40 per hour for the SRO for Beyond the Bell after school program during the 23-24 school year. So the school is obtaining a grant through the Skingham Valley, and it's still in a talking phase. Amy Boyne and I discussed it, and Mr. Mazlowski. We're not sure if we're going to build a school for this $40 an hour, because this actually is a part of the SRO. Or we may have to come out with a new MOU with Muskingum Valley, because the funds are coming from Muskingum Valley. But the school's going to check both ways and see what's easier, whether the school bills Muskingum Valley for Jose's 1 hour overtime, the 4 days a week, or if it's something that the village is going to have to bill Muskingum Valley for. But either way, I need council's blessing on that to move forward with that. They're also talking possibly in the summer school. And Officer Hernandez for staying over for summer school too as well. So they must love him over there. They don't let it go.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the highlighted portion in the document you were providing with that discusses what the chief has just summarized there for you.
Any questions, concerns from anybody? Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the additional $40 per hour billed to the Ridgewood School District for the school resource officer for the Beyond the Belt school program.
Second. Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Maurer? Yes. Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion carries. Solicitor Joel, anything you have to add?
You good, Chris?
Are you done, Chris?
I'm done.
Okay.
He just passed by anyways.
I thought he was asking for Joel if he had any input on it.
I was just going to stand up here and keep looking pretty.
Okay. Well, that works.
Good evening.
Thank you.
I'll start with the couple resolutions on the agenda. The first one is the receiving a second reading. 2023-40, the resolution authorizing the village administrator to execute contracts and documents with ODOT for the West Lafayette Sidewalks project. And then 2023-41 is the resolution to add funds to accounts to track the use of the various grants that we are receiving. Account 250 is House Bill 168 for sewer outfall. 251 is the KWC sewer outfall. 260 is the ARC sewer outfall grant. And then she has listed there on your resolutions the amounts, the dollar amounts for each one. And also to update, you have project updates on Oak Street Storm Sewer Project. The paving was finally completed last week. Striping and crosswalks are supposed to be done this week at some point. Russell Sidewalk, the advertising is complete for that. We will have bid opening and a contract award this Friday, September 1st, 11 a.m. Neighborhood Revitalization Grant. We have the Main Street parking lot and the North parking lot. The waterworks are progressing pretty well. They're in the process of adding stone and compacting them. They're going to pave all of the runs. I don't know when that would be yet. The picnic shelter at Waterworks Park is framed up and getting a floor on Wednesday. Looks really nice. The ADA ramp that the administration will have to complete and pass its inspections. I think that's it on the projects. Sewer outfall project, I don't really have any updates right now for you. Code enforcement. In August, I issued 6 preliminary citations for unsightly and unsanitary properties. Last thing I need is I'd like to request a park board meeting to review changes to use agreement for Waterworks Park, lighting and security at both parks, and the new installations we're having at the, at Waterworks mainly, but. And that's it. Thank you.
Committee reports, buildings and property, Tim's not here.
Oh, I have it. We met on the 21st, we discussed property at 409 East 5th, one at 422 East 4th, which I think you've already been dealing with, and 112 North Kirk. I think you're probably working with Joel on those.
Yes.
And that's it.
Community business development?
Nothing tonight.
Community relations?
The community sales are going to be this Friday and Saturday.
Okay, finance?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing from fire dependency board ordinance?
Nothing this evening.
Park board?
Just a second.
Going too fast?
Going too fast, people. Okay, so the park board met on August the 21st. We talked about having a few of the tables in Burt Park at the Rotary Shelter moved over to the Waterworks Park Shelter when it's completed. It's a little crowded in there. Adam has been checking on getting some new Christmas lights for Main Street, and he gave us a report on that. Everything is pretty much in just the talking stages right now. Some ideas with Jones Metal, so as we get more details, we'll announce those. And Tammy brought up the bills for reimbursement for Ridgewood Rec for 2023. And do we want to talk about that now? Has everybody seen the bills that they've passed around?
I glanced at them.
Okay, so several years ago when we had the tax issue on, it was stated that we could possibly give Ridgewood Rec up to, I believe, $6,000. Up to $6,000 per year to cover their expenses. And so every year they turn in some expenses for us. So they've turned in this year's. And I guess we need to have a motion as to whether we want to give them anything towards these bills this year.
Yeah, well, I think you need to also share what Amy had said, that financially she does not believe the money is there.
Right.
Because of all the improvements at the park, that she does not believe that we can afford any dollars this year.
We've not given anything for a while, right? I thought
we
had said.
The last one we did was we put the $60-some-thousand restrooms over there, so the money went for that. Mm-hmm. We've got our share of the grant money for this year. It's going over there. So the fund is, until we get the next payment, it's very low.
Yes,
we're putting in a basketball court, two paved parking lots, a picnic shelter, and a playground is what we're using our grant money and that tax dollar money to improve that facility over there. So it's going to benefit the whole community and all of the children. So what does everybody think?
What's the committee's recommendation on amount?
I follow Amy. If she says we don't have it,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know
if
you guys.
We don't have
no.
It.
I didn't know if you guys. I got. Yeah, but I didn't know if you guys. All right, well, we'll give them.
No, we
okay.
We pretty much discussed that. No, we would not give anything again this year. Finances.
Well, I get that. I'm just making sure you guys didn't. But
no.
I need your recommendation. I wasn't there.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Because we've spent a lot of money over there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, what's everybody else think? Adam, you weren't at the meeting.
At think we, like Bo said, we sunk a ton of money into it already this year. And it's improvements to the park, like they listed on here that they're still buying porta-johns, and we put in $60,000 restrooms.
Yep.
Because they weren't unlocked. We couldn't get a hold of somebody to unlock the doors, or...
They start practicing before we open them up April 1st for obvious reasons because of the freezing.
Right.
So they start practice, I think, a month before we open the restrooms.
Gotcha.
Are the restrooms, locked at dark, or how is that? I've had somebody call me recently
we don't open those restrooms unless there's activities over there.
Okay.
And like Burt Park, there was no heating, so the restroom facilities, the park facilities are closed November 1st to April 1st.
Okay.
To keep them freezing up. So they go over there before that. That's why they apparently gotten the porta pots.
Amy's saying the money's not there at this time and the committee's in agreement. I'm not going
to. We don't have it to give. We don't have it
yeah.
to give.
It said we could give up to it. Didn't say we had to get.
Right. Yeah, right.
But Amy said we don't have any.
Right.
Anything.
Nothing to extra that we can. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and one other thing that needs to be mentioned, the levy says for maintenance and upkeep of the park. So a lot of the things that they turn in bills for don't qualify under the levy language, such as referees, umpires. It has to be related to maintenance and upkeep for the park. So, and that's out of our hands. That's according to the levy that's passed on a countywide basis.
So.
Anything else?
Nope. We want to make vote on that to not do anything? Do we need to vote on it?
No. I think you need to have something officially in the record that indicates that you reviewed it and decided not to.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to not reimburse Ridgewood Rec due to financial concerns at this time.
Second.
Sorry, guys.
Fine.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mallard? Yes. Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry.
Planning Commission, do you have anything?
Not tonight.
Rich County?
It was canceled.
Again. I don't think you've had anything, have you? Public Safety?
Nothing this evening.
Public Works?
Nothing this evening.
Nothing from Records Retention, nothing from the rules. Take care of the legislation and have it in. First up for its second reading. Resolution 2023-40, a resolution authorizing the village administrator of the village of West Lafayette, here and referred to as the local public agency LPA, to execute all contracts and documents with the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, for the West Lafayette sidewalk project. That's the second reading. Okay, up for its first reading, does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2023-42, a resolution to amend the 2023 permanent appropriations ordinance 2022-68, adding funds. This is the resolution that can be reviewed for you.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2023-42.
Second. Oh, I know. Oh my gosh, I'm going to give it to him. He never says anything.
I do. Just not what he wants me.
Mauer, yes. Howe?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-40. Or one, sorry, 41.
40.
I'm
42.
On the agenda, it's marked 41.
42.
The thing says 42.
I was looking at the numbers.
I was confused when I was looking at. Second. Wheeler.
Yep.
Mauer, yes. Powell.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Okay, under other business, we've had a petition submitted to council. The police chief is very aware of this and supportive of this petition. What they are asking for in the petition, if anybody, it's signed by 29 residents, anybody would like to see that it's up here. But on Oak and Stewart, on Oak Street, there are stop signs at that intersection, and there's a lot of traffic issues at that area, and they're asking for two additional stop signs to be placed on either side of Stewart and Oak. We create that intersection to be a four-way stop. Again, the police chief is in support of it. Bo, you've been involved with this.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
We've had a near misses, and two of the times Morgan's granddaughter was one of them, and I really, I don't want to see a cop have to come up to anything like that, let alone grandchild. Traffic comes off of Kirk and also off of George. There's no stop sign when they turn on the Stewart, so it's a drag race either way. And in the last couple of years, we've had a major influx of young children into the neighborhood. This summer, we now have four new children in. Some of the neighbors won't even let their kids go with their bicycles up Oak that direction because of that intersection. So I was approached with this, and I told them I'd help them out. And they got the signature, so I provided it to Steve. He said he'll give you guys copies if you want to see it. So.
Maybe you care to look at it?
I guess we need a motion to install two stop signs to make it a four-way stop at that intersection.
A motion to install two stop signs at the intersection at
North Kirk and West Stewart.
North Kirk and West Stewart.
Or North Oak and West Stewart.
North Oak and West
Stewart. Sorry, I'm still flabbergasted.
North Oak
and West
Stewart.
West Stewart. Yeah.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Mauer. Yes. Fisher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Anything done, you do have most people ignore stop signs, right?
Do you know when those go up? Because people need so much notice.
I'm sure they'll put, like you did at Russell, where they put the signs out.
Yeah, I'll have to coordinate getting those. I mean, you've always noticed publicly.
Okay, moving on. Any committee meetings to be set?
Oh, Tammy, you wanted part four.
You'll have to coordinate with her when she.
I'm gonna find that out.
Yeah.
I'll put it on there so you know when they're going up. Okay.
Not this week. So I'm good with the 5th, 7th, or 8th next week. Adam, what's your schedule look like?
7th, 6th, and you said 6th?
7th.
7th. 7th works for me.
7th work for you?
Yeah. I work on the 5th.
What's the earliest you guys can do on the 7th?
5.
I could probably do 5.
Okay.
I have a kid with me, but.
That'd be nice. 5. Nice change. 7th or 5.
Anyone else?
5 Finance will meet on the 11th at 6:30.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta write these things down. ARC is 9:07 at 5. Finance is when?
The 11th at 6:30.
And I'd like to do a planning commission meeting.
Okay, what do you want on the agenda?
I have no idea as of yet. I'm the head of a committee and I don't know what's required of it, what it's about, so have a meeting and get this hashed out.
And basically what a planning commission does is make approved changes to different things going on the zoning ordinance and et cetera.
Okay.
If you want to schedule, I'll make sure I can be your kind of guy to throw.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great, so I can sit down, talk it out, and figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with it.
I think that's me.
You do have the building and zoning ordinance, it's in here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're the only one on it.
I'm the only one on it.
Yeah, you're on there.
Hey.
You're a committee of your own.
Yeah.
They're all outside of it.
Way to go. I like that committee, Adam.
Yeah.
You mean the planning commission is supposed to have meetings?
Apparently.
The county never does.
I'm trying to change that.
I think we've had one
meeting
over here.
They met last year, a couple of times. Unless there's issues, they usually don't.
The ordinance was that?
Building and zoning is the name of the number is escaping.
I can look that up.
So when did you guys set a date for that?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
And we need to set more than 24 hour notice.
Right.
Three members of it. Are around. They have to have special notice, they have to have written notice delivered. So I would go out at least a week to find them.
Okay. I'm gonna try for the 7th, since we're already doing a park board meeting that night.
We can try to get notice out to everybody by then.
I'd say if it's not soon enough, I could go for the next week.
Yeah, let's see. It's Adam, myself, Marty Glazier, Dave Rogers, and Debbie Sheets. Yeah, we can try the 7th as long as we can get the written notice out to everybody.
Okay.
What's the time you want to do it?
Go for 6, probably.
Tammy, will an hour be enough for the park board meeting? If he schedules his for 6, if we have ours at 5?
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, this are the committee meetings. On the 7th at 5 o'clock, park board, planning commission the 7th at 6. Finance on the 11th at 6:30. Okay, bills have been around.
Yes.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Maurer, yes. Howe.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We need an executive session to discuss contracts. I would like a motion to do that, to include Tammy Steen in the executive session.
Motion to go into executive session to discuss contracts with Tammy to stay.
Second.
Howe.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Maurer. Yes.
Okay, it is 7:30 p.m. We are now in executive session and off the record.
Okay.
2023-23?
Yeah.
That'd be easy to remember.
Yeah.
I was trying to find it. Diane, just coordinate with her, because I don't know when.
Yeah, just let me know, I'm gonna get that out, I'll clear out, and then I must do like, somebody did that.
I couldn't remember when we redone that last.
I will find out, both of you, all of the, okay, streets that have been done, it's all, I know, I'm sitting out, there's so many. Because then we have another one, it's like, oh my gosh, when did this go up? Yeah, I wrote about it, because. I'll call you. God bless you. After talking to afternoon, the guys. And then I'll put it on, so people know, like, hey, in this area, up up signs, be ready.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
You're still in July.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're behind times. I thought I was bad.
Oh, I'm so hot all